2009 metai lapkričio 11 diena. Toliau skaitome Mahabharata verstą Krišna Dharmos Prabhu. Skaitome pirmą dalį, 12 skyriaus pratesimą. Kitaip sakant, pirmos dalies, 12 skyriaus antra dalis. Pirmos Mahabharatos dalies, 12 skyriaus antra dalis. Early the next morning, Vidura departed for the Panchala kingdom. He took with him numerous jewels and various kinds of wealth for Drupada, the Pandavas, and Draupadi. A large contingent from Dhritarashtra's army accompanied him as he made his way along the smooth forest roads. Vidura had heard that Krishna had gone to Kampilya to visit the Pandavas, and he felt excited at the prospect of seeing that all-powerful personality as well as his beloved nephews. When he arrived at Kampilya, Drupada received him with honor, and the Pandavas were overjoyed to see him. They greeted him with tears in their eyes and touched his feet. The old minister embraced each of the brothers warmly. Nu va, Pandava turi Vidurą buvo kaip tėvas, išgelbėjus visose nelaimėse. Krishna then came forward and bowed before Vidura, who embraced him, feeling a surge of ecstatic love. Krishna lenkėsi Vidurai. Vidura tai razbaktas buvo. Iškia, Krishna laikėsi religijos normų, rodė savo pavyzdžių. Pats Krishna lenkėsi. Jeigu mes taip pagalvotume rimčiau ir taip patikėtume, kas čia rašoma, tai pats Krishna lenkėsi Vidurai. He gazed at Krishna for some moments and the Yadava smiled affectionately at him. Vidura then offered Draupadi brilliant golden ornaments, studded with diamonds and rubies, and Drupada a heap of shining gems. Nu, matom, vidiniai kultūrai labiau buvo vertinami brangakmeniai, ir tai buvo skaitomas kaip tikras, tikro turto matas. Tai yra grūdai, pieno, kiek turėdavo, reiškia, kiek būdavo grūdų derlius, pieno, brangakmeniai, auksas, sidabras, brangiai metalai, reiškia, kilimai, brangus audeklai, audiniai, reiškia, visi praktiniai dalykai, ne popiergaliai kaip pas mus, su galvom visokių žymių veikėjų. Nu, visiškai popiergaliai dabar. Bet grinai turtas. Tai, ką žemė duoda geriausia. When they were all seated in Drupada's council chamber, Vidura said, O king, along with your sons and ministers, please hear the message I bring from Dhritarashtra. He and his sons and ministers have repeatedly asked after your welfare. Your beloved friend Drona has mentally embraced you and sent his warmest greetings.
Nu, va, mes galim irgi perduoti savo apkabinimus protę apkabinu kažkam, kai vyksta kažkas, pavyzdžiui, mūsų. Kažkad koks nors draugas vyksta pas abiejų mūsų draugą. Tada galima perduoti apsikabinimus. Baktai perduoda nusilenkimus, galima perduoti apsikabinimus, jeigu tai yra ypatingai draugas. Kai vienas baktas vyksta pas kitą baktą, galima perduoti. All of the Kuru elders are overjoyed at our new alliance. They feel as if they have acquired a new kingdom. Knowing all this, O Sire, please permit the Pandavas to go to Hastinapura. The Kurus long to see them again.
Man čia tik dabar tokie pamąstymai ateina, kad ką reiškia moteris? Kokia svarbi rolė. Tai čia ir Lietuvos istorijoje žinom, kad kunigaikščiai kaip sudarydavo sutartis, kaip
pajėgas sujungdavo su kitom karalystėm. Vienas ištekindavo su dukra savo, kitas leisdavo savo sūnui vesti tą dukrą. Ir kiek būdavo žiūrima ne į jų suderinamumą, bet daugiau į jų, į tai, kad susijungs dvi karalystės. Be abejo, čia buvo žiūrima į suderinamumą ir viskas gerai buvo, bet tarp kitko Draupadi Vyasadeva sėdėjo pasakęs, kad yra Lakšmi ekspansija. Ne, kas, čia ne taip, kad čia net žyva. Bet pats momentas, kad vat, viena moteris sujungė dvi didelės karalystės, maštabinės karalystės. Viena moteris. Taip, bet pamastykim taip giliau, ką reiškia vienam karalaičiai, kitkas nesujungė, vat moteris Drupada ištekina savo dukrą, viskas. Jis draugas, jie bendrose pajėgose. Iškiant, kiek yra svarbi, kaip sakant, ištekindama savo dukrą, tėvas jaučiasi, kad jisai pats, kažkurį jų didelė dalis, išeina kartu su tuo jaunikiu. Dėl to jis gali sujungti visą karalystę. Nes tarsi jisai pats susijungtų su tuo jaunikiu. Vidura described how much the people in Hastinapura were anxious to see the brothers return with their new bride. He hoped the Pandavas themselves were desiring to again see their own home. Would Drupada allow them to enter their own city and state? Drupada smiled. Oh, wise Vidura, it is surely proper for these boys to return to their ancestral kingdom, but it is not proper for me to tell them to leave. Let them decide for themselves. Let us also consult Krishna, for he is always interested in what is best for the Pandavas. Yudhishthira stepped forward and said that he and his brothers were now dependent upon Drupada. They would do whatever the king commanded. Krishna said, in my view, the Pandavas should go to Hastinapura, but we should all abide by Drupada's opinion, for the king is learned in all aspects of virtue. What kultura? Intelekto lygis, jokių emocijų, neduot pirmenybės. Noriu grįžti, nenoriu grįžti, ką pasakys, tą darysim. Drupada agreed with Krishna. These princes are now as dear to me as they are to Vasudeva. No one is more their well-wisher than Krishna, and he will only counsel what is for their own good. Let them depart for Hastinapura. Soon they were ready to leave. The Pandavas made their fond farewells to Drupada and his sons. The old king and his wife shed tears as their daughter mounted the chariot with Kunti. They stood with the other Kuru elders outside the palace as the Pandavas proceeded slowly down the royal highway toward the city gate. Krishna went with them on his own splendid golden chariot, and with great pleasure they all journeyed together to Hastinapura. They entered the city like a line of celestials entering Amaravati, Indra's splendid city. Įdomu, kaip Krishna savo matricoje veikia. Krishna tai buvo materialiam pasaulyje. Krishna buvo. Veikė. Kur jisai veikė? Indijoje. Tai nėra dvasinis pasaulis. Bet Krishna nužengė į savo kūrinyje. Įdomu, kaip Krishna jaustas nužengus savo kūrinyje. Bet šastras rašo, kad Krishna materialią energiją gali pavirsti dvasinę. Kitaip sakant, jis nemato net skirtumo tarp materialios ir dvasinės, nes materialią energija yra pakitusi ta pati dvasinė energija. Negi Šila Prabhupada, kai savo mokiniui Bhakti Svarupa Damodaro davė instrukcijas, kaip reikia pamokslauti, jis sakė, aiškink mokslininkams, kad dvida dvi energijos, materialiai ir dvasinė. Po tai sako, iš tikrųjų yra viena, tik dvasinė energija. Bet jiem reikia sakyti, kad yra materialiai ir dvasinė. Jie nesupras. Čia reikia aukštesnio lygio. Intelekto turėti. Dvasinį intelektą reikia turėti. The citizens thronged the streets. Everyone longed to see the Pandavas again. They crowded around the brothers as the procession moved slowly along the main road toward
Dhritarashtra's palace. The Pandavas could hear people's exclamations. The best of man, Yudhishthira, has returned at last. That exalted soul knows the precepts of virtue. He regards us as if we were his nearest relatives. Today it seems that Pandu himself, beloved of the people, has come back from the forest. If we have ever given charity, if we have ever performed sacrifice, if we have any ascetic merits, then let the Pandavas live here for 100 years.
Įsivaizduokit, koks lygmuo turi būti pas vadovas, kad žmonės apie juos taip šnekėtų. Ir va čia yra duodamas raktas. Jie elgėsi su mumis kaip su... Jie, reiškia, Yudhishthira elgėsi su mumis kaip su savo asmeniniais giminaičiais. Va šitas dalykas yra jau nesuimituojamas. Kai tau rūpi tavo šeima, taip kaip ir kitų šeimos, tai yra lygis, tai yra jau minimum širdies čakra. Kada tau rūpi kiti taip kaip tu neužsidarai vieną kvadratą tik į savo šeimą, arba į savo gatvę su kaimynais, arba į savo rajoną, ar į savo miestą, ar į savo šalį, ar į savo rasę. Tai Yudhishthira buvo transcendentiniam lygiai, turėtų būti, jo, tai buvo. Negaliu pasakyti kokiam, bet jau minimum satvagūnai Yudhishthira. Nors šiaip Pandavai visi penki yra palidovai Krišnos. Turėjo asmenį santykius su Krišna. Visi, tai turėjo būti transcendentiniam lygiai. Bet kaip be būtų, va čia yra raktas. Šiais laikais dabar, kada yra tokia nesantaika, yra raktas. Jeigu mes norim atnešti kažką valstybei, tai lyderis jisai turi ką daryti. Skaityti kitus kaip su savo artimaisiais, giminaičiais. O to nebesuimituosi. The brothers smiled and raised their hands in blessings. Their eyes streamed with tears as they again saw their city and its people. Soon they saw Dhritarashtra and Bhishma, who had come out on the road to meet them. The king and his minister embraced the Pandavas, who in turn greeted their elders with due reverence, touching their feet and bowing before them with folded hands. Aiškia, pirma paliesdavo pėdas vyresniem, po to nusilenkdavo sudėję rankas dar. Yudhishthira then inquired after the welfare of the kingdom and its people and was told that everything was flourishing. Gradually the party moved into Dhritarashtra's palace, having been worshipped by the Kuru elders, Krishna followed behind them. Duryodhana's wife, Dushala, met Draupadi and Kunti and accompanied them into Gandhara's quarters. Dushala, Duryodhana Shona. As Gandhara embraced Draupadi, she thought of the prophetic voice that had spoken when Draupadi first stepped out of the fire. It was said that she would be the death of the world's Kshatriyas. The blindfolded queen had developed a powerful inner vision due to her austerities. She could understand that Draupadi was destined to cause her son's destruction. O čia įdomus labai dalykas, kad askezė, ką padaro, jinai iššūkdo vidinį matymą. Vidinis matymas tai yra agnė čakra, vyksta per trečią akį, per šeštą čakrą. Dėl to, kad jis nori atsidaryti trečią akį, matyti tai, kas yra už sienos, matyti tai, kas yra kitose planetose, matyti tai, kas kitų užsimerkęs, taip toliau. Reikia atlikti askezės. Didžiausia askezė yra Hare Krishna mantras kartuoja. Tai yra didžiausia, tai yra visų askezės askezė. Tai nėra taip paprasta susikoncentruoti į garsą. Pati sunkiausia meditacija, tai yra meditacija į garsą. Ir kartu jinai lengva, bet kartu, kad pasiekti tikrai aukštumas tame dalyke, reikia labai daug paplušėti. Still Gandhara felt no malice toward Draupadi. Čia yra gražu. She had resigned herself to the eventuality of fate. Duryodhana was wicked and selfish. His brothers followed him blindly. Surely they shall reap their rightful reward. All-powerful providence controlled everything. Men were simply her instruments.
driven by desire and hate. The queen blessed Draupadi and then warmly greeted her old friend Kunti. Nu va, aiškia, galim suprasti, kokia yra moterų, koks buvo sąmonės lygis, kad kaip mąstė Gandari. Kad Duryodhana buvo egoistas, broliai irgi. Ir jie, aišku, pasims savo, gal savo karmą. Dėl to ta pranašystė, kad Draupadi bus priežastis, kuri lems visų pasaulio kšatrijų žūti, kaip ir nesuteikė, negimdė didelių bangų pykčio kažkokių Gandarėje. Jinai priėmė Draupadį. Nors jinai žinojo, kad jinai bus jos visų sūnų mirties priežastis. In Dhritarashtra's council chamber, the king spoke before the Pandavas in a trembling voice. It is with joy that I sit here today with Pandu's sons. The gods have surely been merciful to the Kurus in that these five heroic brothers still live, so that no further disputes may arise between us. I want to give the Pandavas half the kingdom. O Yudhishthira, my child, go to Kandava Prastha. This shall be your half of the kingdom. Live there peacefully. Bhishma and Vidura looked at one another but said nothing. Krishna, who was sitting upon a splendid seat of a golden jewels and who appeared like the sun illuminating the assembly, smiled when he heard the king's proposal. He knew the region the king was so generously offering to the Pandavas. Kandava Prastha was a vast area and it was certainly half the kingdom, but it was nothing but jungle and desert. There were no cities, not even any settlements, although it had once been the site of the Kuru's capital. A rishi had long ago cursed that land when he felt offended by a Kuru king. It was now a wasteland. Yudhishthira looked respectfully at Dhritarashtra. He felt no anger or resentment at the unfairness of the settlement. His elders represented the supreme. Their orders should be followed without question. Nu va, intelekto lygis. Būna, pavyzdžiui, kaip tėvai dalina turtą. Vienam duoda labai gerą turtą, gerą dalį, o kitam blogą. Bet kadangi tėvai yra vyresni, reikia gerbti. Bet kas įdomiausia, pas jį natūraliai viduje nebuvo pykčio. Kitaip sakant, jis buvo visiškai neprisirišęs. Galima sustabdyti su intelektu protą, proto emocijas kylančias. Oi, ką jis man ten vienam davė tokį namą, o man davė butą. Visam davė, atidavė namą, o man butą davė. Arba jam davė ir butą į namą, o man garažą. Galima to neparodyti, bet viduje. Bet Yudhishthira viduje to neišgyveno. The prince looked across at Krishna, who was still smiling. Yudhishthira was sure with his assistance they would be able to make the Kandava region habitable land. With palms folded, the Pandava acknowledged Dhritarashtra's gift. It shall be so, my lord. The next day, the king arranged for Yudhishthira's coronation. With all pomp and ceremony, the prince became king of Kandava Prastha, with Vyasadeva appearing in time to perform the rituals. Nu, Vyasadeva jau ten kitam, kaip sako, pasaulį gyvena, jis kada reikia atsiranda. After the coronation, the Pandavas arranged to depart. Having worshipped the gods and taken their leave from the Kuru elders, they left with Krishna at the head of their procession. The sage Vyasadeva also accompanied them as they journeyed to the northern region of Kandava. With his assistance, the brothers selected an auspicious tract of land upon which to found a city. He performed the appropriate Vedic rites to invoke the god's presence. Then Krishna sat with the rishi and summoned Indra. The deity appeared, blazing like fire. He bowed before Krishna and asked, "What shall I do for you at this time, my lord?" Krishna asked him to arrange for a city to be constructed for the Pandavas.
He told Indra to sprinkle his heavenly nectar across the land so that it would again become rich and fertile. Saying, "So be it, so be it," Indra called for Vishwakarma, the architect of the gods. After being instructed by Indra, he began work on the city.
Mes įsivaizduojam, pats aukščiausias Dievas mo duoda nurodymus, ne? Dėl to visi klauso, bet galime įsivaizduoti, koks ten bus miestas. Galime įsivaizduoti, kokias galės turi pusdėlį, kad jie gali pakrapinti truputėlį dengiško nektaro ir visą žemę atsigauna. Bet to mūsų derlius, kurį duoda žemė, priklauso nuo mūsų darbų. Jeigu mes gerai elgiamės, pusdieviai gali duoti energijų, ne tik lietaus, bet ir saulės energijų, mėnulio energijų. Pati žemė funkcionuos tam tikrą linkme, kad bus daug derliaus. Šilo Prabhupada rašo, Sankirtana Jagija, pamokslavimas apie Dievą, jisai ką padaro, patenkina visus. Pusdieviai gauna šitą šaktį, šitas energijas iš Krišnos ir tai patenkins Krišną, patenkins ir pusdievis. Visko čia bus sočiai iki kaklo, net ir Kali Jugui, jeigu šlovins visi Dievą. Dabar čia jeigu, ant kiek svarbi Sankirtanos misija. All around the side, granite walls rose to the skies. Vishwakarma constructed white palaces and mansions, whose windows looked like the divine eagle Garuda's outstretched wings. The city was protected by massive dark gates that resembled clouds. No weapon could assail them. Deadly darts and other missiles were placed along the tops of the defensive ramparts. The turrets were filled with powerful men, all highly trained in warfare and with all weapons at their disposal. The city was then surrounded by delightful woods, full of blossoming and fragrant trees. Everywhere were lakes crowded with swans and lotus flowers. The city streets were wide and well designed, with pleasant groves and gardens between them. Sodai tarp gatvių buvo. Pleasure houses stood in the vast public concourses, and there were countless temples dedicated to Vishnu and the heavenly deities. The Pandavas' own palace appeared like the heavenly Mount Meru, full of every opulence. It stood in the center of the city, surrounded by garrisons of warriors. Nu va, turim vedinių miesto prašymus. Buvo ir ką? Pramogų centrai? Pramogų ir laisvalaikio centras, pleasure houses, buvo. Bet pilna buvo šventyklų Višnų ir kitų pusdėvių. Ir ne kitų pusdėvių Višnų, bet ir pusdėvių šventyklų. So Brahmins began to be attracted to the city which had become known as Indraprastha. They opened institutions wherein they taught all the Vedic sciences. Vaishyas also began to arrive, hoping to earn money by selling their goods. Gradually, craftsmen and artisans arrived, and within a short time, the city was populated with pious citizens. Nu va, matom, amatininkai ir menininkai yra šudrų klasė. O pas mus yra pirmoji lėja iškeliami. It resembled Amaravati in the heavens, being ruled with justice and compassion. By Yudhishthira and his brothers, Indraprastha's people had everything they desired. They came to regard the Pandavas as affectionate fathers. Out of friendship for the Pandavas, Krishna remained in the city for some days. Arjuna and Krishna were especially close and they spent much time together. Draupadi would also take every opportunity to serve Krishna, and she became very dear to him. A few days after Krishna's departure, the celestial seer Narada came to Indraprastha. Seeing the well-known Rishi dressed in a black deerskin and with his golden hair knotted on his head, Yudhishthira got off his throne and offered his obeisances.
He then presented Narada with a fine golden seat encrusted with jewels and personally offered him the sacred Argya. King Yudhishthira washed the Rishi's feet and welcomed him with gentle words. At Yudhishthira's command, Drupadi came before the sage and stood with folded palms. Narada offered the beautiful queen blessings and then dismissed her. When Drupadi had returned to her quarters, Narada said, "This illustrious princess is the wedded wife of all of you. You must establish a rule so that no dissension may arise between you over her. Listen as I tell you the ancient history of two celebrated asuras named Sunda and Upasunda. The two asuras belonged to the powerful race of Danavas, the celestial demons. They were both sons of Nikumba, a deadly enemy of gods. The brothers were like one person, divided into two. They lived together, ate together, and moved about together. They always entertained the same purpose and were always equal to one another in both happiness and distress. By virtue of the long practice of rigid austerities, Sunda and Upasunda became extremely powerful."
Nu va, demonai atlieka askezės, vedinės askezės, jie gauna jėgos.
Having received a boon from Brahma that they could only die at each other's hands, they felt free to terrorize the universe. The gods couldn't check them. Finally, Brahma devised a way to destroy them. He created a woman of indescribable beauty, whom he named Tilottama. On Brahma's order, the Sapsara went before the two brothers one day when they were intoxicated. Seeing her faultless form moving gracefully before them, both brothers immediately desired her. They began to argue, "This woman shall be my wife and your sister." "No, brother, I saw her first. She is mine." The argument became heated and soon they fell upon one another with their fierce weapons. At last they simultaneously smashed one another with their huge clubs and both fell to the ground dead. Narada concluded, "Thus those two asuras, although ever united and inspired with the same desires, killed one another for the sake of a woman. You should make an agreement, so that no such quarrel may arise among yourselves." Mm-hmm. Čia yra rimtas dalykas. Ir vėlgi tai yra nieko naujo, nes ką mes matom dabar, yra nieko naujo. Moteris dažnai būna nesantaikos priežastis. Ne tai, kad pati moteris būtų kalta, bet tai, kad šitą energiją susuka vyrams visais laikais galvas. The Pandavas consulted one another in the Rishi's prisons. Finally, they agreed that they would each spend a certain amount of time with Drupadi. If any of them saw another when he was alone with her, there would be a severe consequence. The offender would have to go to the forest for 1 year and have no contact with Drupadi during that time. After the Pandavas had made this rule, Narada took his leave, disappearing before their eyes. Carefully keeping their agreement, the brothers continued to live peacefully at Indraprastha. Reiškia, jeigu kažkuris iš brolių pamatytų kitą, įeitų į kambarį, kuriame būtų kitas brolis su ja viena, būtų sunkios tam pasekmės. Čia irgi rodo tokį dalyką, kad nors ir Pandavai buvo labai švarios asmenybės, vis tiek jie priėmė, įsuko saugiklį, kuris neįvestų nesantaikos. Dėl to, kada mes bendravom su kitais žmonėm, kada turim kolektyvus, kad ir kaip gerai šeima sutartų, pavyzdžiui, broliai šeimoje ar seseris, galima įvesti tam tikrus susitarimus, kurie apsaugotų. Pavyzdžiui, tėvai dalina turtą vaikam. Ir jie pasako, turtas bus po lygiai padalintas. Broliai gali ir seseris, ar brolis ir sesuo labai gerai sutart. Bet kai eina kalba apie turtą, eina kalba apie turtą. Turtas gali išskirti pačius geriausius draugus. Nes turtas leidžia pasijaus mažais dievukais, o mažais dievukais visi nori būti. Tai ką, reiškia, tėvai pasako, duosim per pusę. Ir viskas, tai yra įsukumas saugiklis, kad abu gaus vienodai. Kaip ir pandavė, sutarė, visi po vienodą laiko, kiek jį praleis truputį atskirai. Drupadi buvo antiek patyrusi moteriškose manieruose, kad jinai visus patenkino. Nors, kaip ir yra žinoma, Ardžuna jį labiausiai mylėjo. Bet nei vienas iš brolių nesuprato, nu kaip nejautė, kad jie yra mažiau mylimi. Bet jie susitarė, visi po vienodai. Bet visur reikia įvesti, dalina, ypatingai su pinigų dalinimais. Visi gausit vienodai, su turto, visi vienodus turtus, su įtaka. Kšatrim ypatingai, kada yra, pavyzdžiui, bendruomenė ir yra, daleiskim, va dabar, kai mes darom šitą valdymo struktūrą bendruomenės, yra departamentai. Kiekvienas departamentas, pavyzdžiui, taryba yra. Tarybos narys, kiekvienas tarybos turi lygų balsą. Net prezidentas turi tokį pat balsą, kaip tarybos narys. Niekam nėra pavydo, visi lygia teisiai, viskas gerai. Na, tai čia yra labai geras principas. Hare Krishna. Taip baigiame šitą skyrių.